Hey everyone, Vin here. I just got back from Paddington in Peru, and I'll be honest, it was good, but like you've probably heard already, it's not quite as good as the first two. I'm a very new Paddington fan. I'd never seen these movies before. Yesterday I watched the first one, today I watched the second one, and I went immediately into the third. So all three of these movies are very fresh in my head right now. If I was to give them ratings, I think the first movie I'd say is like a 4 out of 5, second is a 4.5 out of 5, this third one maybe is a 3.5 out of 5. With the first two Paddington movies, which were both directed by Paul King, those you really feel a real sense of warmth with them. They're like absurd, but they're adorable. They're so wonderfully fun and funny and creative. There's so much charm and magic to them. It's almost irresistible. When you're watching those first two movies, like you feel like you're the Grinch when his heart is melting on Christmas. It's so they're so. So just wonderful. And when you watch those two movies, it just if it's like eating your favorite food. It's like just comfort, And Paddington 3, it's kind of like when someone else tries to make your grandma's cooking, even if they follow the same recipe, they use the same ingredients, it's good, but it doesn't have the same, feel to it. It's not bad though. It's good. It just by taking it out of London, taking the characters to Peru, it gives you like a fun adventure, but it feels kind of like it's like like a side quest. It feels kind of like it's like a side story, like a TV adventure. And also it hurts that they recast the mom. Sally Hawkins was recast with Emily Mortimer, who's also very good. They're both great actresses, but Sally Hawkins, brings this wonderful kind of, I don't know, aloof quirkiness. And Emily Mortimer has a very different kind of energy, especially because like I know her from the newsroom, and she has like a very I don't know kind of like a sharpness, and Sally Hawkins is very soft. So even though Emily Mortimer is doing a great performance and she's playing a version of Sally Hawkins' character, and while making it her own, to me it never connected as the same character, and I'm kind of surprised that they recast with Emily Mortimer because she's such a different actor. But she it was it's not the biggest problem. I mean, and to be honest, there's not really any big problems. It's just there's no nothing really to there's nothing really strong that carries the movie. The whole movie is basically like a quest. It's a puzzle game. Multiple times it reminded me a little bit of an escape room, that like you have to like complete this mission, complete this puzzle, complete this puzzle, complete this puzzle, and then you unlock something at the end. I don't want to spoil the story, of course, but it's like a series of quests and a journey, and they're searching for something in Peru, which is kind of strange actually, because the first two Paddington movies, they were kind of driven by a villain trying to get something. And Paddington is just kind of thrown into it. In this movie, Paddington actually is searching for something, which I guess makes it a little bit different. And I guess in a way that's good, because it's about him trying to find his own sense of achievement or fulfillment or pursuing what he actually wants. And at the movie, it has a very nice resolution. It just cannot top the perfection of the second movie, that perfect ending in the second movie. In this movie, in some ways, it tries to repeat a few beats that the previous movies did, especially the second movie, I think, just not to the same success. Paddington in Peru is directed by Dougal Wilson and written by Mark Burden, John Foster, James Lamont, story by Paul King, Simon Farnaby, and Mark Burden. That's a lot of credits. And Dougal Wilson, it's his first directing credit ever. Meanwhile, Paddington 2014 was directed by Paul King, with a story by Paul King, Hamish McCall, and that's it. Paddington 2 was directed by Paul King, written by Paul King and Simon Farnaby. Very simple credits. Very simple. Paddington 3 is kind of like a mess of too many writers, and you kind of feel that when you're watching the movie. And the direction, I don't think it ever really blew me away with some of like the cleverness of the creativity that especially Paddington 2 had. It's not bad. Like it's a good movie, but this is like, it's mean to say, but maybe this is like the Home Alone 3 of Paddington movies. It's not quite that distinct, It's still Paddington. They haven't recast Kevin, but it's starting to feel like how many of these can they do before it gets too far away? Before, like, okay, we recast the husband next, we recast the kids next, we recast Paddington's voice next. And I don't know. Without Peter Capaldi, who was kind of a connecting thread of the first two, without, I mean, it has Olivia Colman and it has Antonio Banderas, but I don't know. It was missing kind of the wonderful camp that Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant brought to the first two movies. So, I mean, it's good. It's really good. And Antonio Banderas and Olivia Colman are, especially Antonio Banderas, really surprised me with some of the silliness he does. But it just doesn't reach. I mean, I don't know. I love Hugh Grant, so I just don't know if it could have reached what Hugh Grant did in the second movie. I appreciate the creativity, though. That is definitely, it's not repeating the same story from the previous movies. It's definitely wholly original, but it just feels like it's, like a TV episode in the Paddington show. It doesn't feel like an event, Paddington 3. It just feels like, if this was like a Saturday morning cartoon, Paddington goes to the jungle. But overall, I mean, it's a good movie. I suggest, like, if you like the first two movies, go check this one out. If you haven't seen the first two movies, just go watch those. You don't need this third one. It's nice if you ever wanted a third Paddington, but I mean, I suppose this is kind of like what I was saying with Gladiator 2 a few days ago. It's nice to have if you wanted another one, but especially after the perfect ending of the previous one, it's not really, it's just extra, It's good. It's not bad. It's good. I don't know if Paul King wants to come back in the future, but I feel like if they can't figure out what went wrong with the direction or with the writing, if they can't figure out how to recapture what Paul King brought to those first two movies or what the writers brought in particular to Paddington 2, then it may be time to say goodbye for now to the movies. They could continue as a very nice TV show, I think. But as like we were saying, I think with Gladiator 2 and some other sequels recently, like if you're gonna have diminishing returns, again, it's not a bad movie, but for a series that when you're good and you become great, you want to continue building up, right? So I hope they can consider that going forward with whatever they choose to do with this franchise because it's good, and let's hope they keep it good. Anyways, I think I've repeated myself enough. So Paddington 3, all right, not bad. Check it out if you like. If you don't, I don't think you're really missing much. I guess that's about it, guys. Let us know what you think in the comments, and we'll see you next time. Bye.